systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, August 19th, 2009. And my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And thank you guys so much for being with us. This is episode number 234, the Wednesday night show. How the fuck are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Guess what today is? Oh, I'm good. Thanks. How are you? Guess what today
how
is?
How are you?
I'm good. Thanks. How the fuck do you think I am? Does anyone ever... Like, when you ask that, you're like, how are you? Does anyone ever answer anything
Not
other?
Really. I don't really talk to anyone either, so it doesn't really matter.
What I really like, lately, I've been noticing this a lot at work. Like, people are like, hi, how are you? And I'm, like, talking as I'm walking, right? So by the time I get to good, how are you, I'm in the other room. And they totally are, like, yelling at that point. Oh, I'm real good. Thanks, Brett. Oh,
that's so fun.
He doesn't even care.
Not really. It's just out of reaction. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, but it's cool. Some people now, like, they just won't even say it. Like, I don't know if maybe they've heard the show that, like, I don't care how any of you are. But they're like, hi, how are you? Because they work there and they have to greet, you know, everyone that walks into the door.
Right.
And I'm like, good, how are you? Silence. I'm like, that's good. And then I just leave. Fucking pray. It's weird. Like, I hate it when they do it, but then, like, it feels even more weird when they just blow me off. I'm like, no! Now I want to know. How are you? Seriously. Look at me when you're talking and tell me how you're doing. Please.
Ugh.
Ugh. So you know what I heard today?
What?
Oh, real quick. This is the Jam Hole. This is Wednesday's show. There'll be one
episode.
More show. 234. I already said that. There will be one more show this week. I just want to let you guys know that.
And why?
Just FYI.
We mentioned that at the end of the show.
Right. Well, I'm going to mention it now and get it over with.
You're fucking me up, dude.
I don't even know if I want to do this show now
because my
system.
I'm so out of order.
My system.
Don't fuck with the system.
So you know what I heard today?
Not at all.
Word on the street is I was at this gas station and out to lunch. Really awesome place. They have good food and stuff. They let me pay them when I get paid so I can just eat whatever, which is...
You should put some more money on my account so I can eat
Yeah,
there.
Not happening. I need to go in there and be like, yeah, if a girl comes in and says she's my girlfriend, do not let her charge anything. Do not. Because the next thing I know, I go in there, I'm like, you know, here's $25 for mine. They're like, no, actually, you owe $60. I'm like, what? Pardon? No, yeah, we broke up. We broke up, and she is no longer allowed to have food on my account. No, I wouldn't do that, but maybe once in a while I'll surprise you and I'll send you a text. I'm like, hey, I left, you know, $2 there. Funny thing is, you can't get anything for less than $3. That's my little joke to you.
That's bullshit. Well, there's like $1 something left in my account, so boom.
I would just go there and be like, Here's $2 for Danny. And she'll be like, well, she can't buy anything with this. I'll be like, I know, isn't that funny?
That's mean.
And then I'll text you and be like, hey, if you're hungry, babe, go ahead and go down out to lunch. Feel free to eat. You'll be like, sweet! Oh, that's sad. But, the jamhole.com/feedback. You guys could probably type some stuff there. We'll probably read it on the show. Or you could probably call in our live call-in phone number. That's 406-204-4687, probably.
Probably.
So you know what I heard today while I was at Out to Lunch and the adjoining gas station there?
Yeah, what?
I was, you know, just getting what I usually get, Rockstar, vitamin water, Butterfinger, whatever. And I'm like, hey. Still no Bally Shag, like, just because it's been fucking years, it seems like, since we've had any in this valley.
Yeah.
And that is fucking killing me, man. I'm, like, losing sleep at night. I'm not having a good time. I'm not coping well with this. If any of you guys have Bally Shag, the red, preferably, but at this point, I'll take whatever. It's like when you're buying pills because you're, like, seriously withdrawn. You're like, I prefer oxys, but I'll take, you know, Dilaudid or fentanyl or whatever. Like, I'm at that point where I'll take any kind of bally. Red, white, or blue, doesn't matter.
That sucks.
So if you guys want to send that to me, I would be greatly appreciative of that. P.O. Box 3652, Kalispell, Montana, 59903. Thank you. So I'm like, hey, a bally. And they're like, do you see any? You fucking retard. Of course there's no bally. I'm like, cool. Any word on maybe when we might be getting that? She's like, no. But you know what's weird? I'm like, the fact that I can't smoke bally. And right. I live in America where I should be able to have anything I want.
Right.
No, but do you know what's even weirder than that?
What's weirder than that?
Apparently, I don't know who's doing this. I don't even know if this is true or not. I might just be talking shit right now.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do it anyway. They're not going to allow companies to make flavored chew anymore.
What?
You know, chewing tobacco.
Yeah.
Comes
like,
in flavors.
What, like the mint and all that?
Right. No more flavors. It's just going to be straight fucking chew. Whatever.
They just
what
came
is,
out with the fucking stuff for Camel, Snus, or whatever.
What is the base flavor of chew? Does it
tobacco?
Just... tobacco? I've never tasted that shit before. It just... it seems like such a disgusting habit. Are you cool?
Yeah, I'm
Are
totally
you getting
fine.
Text messages?
Yeah, I am. I can't help it. My phone's blowing up. I'm popular.
Anything you need to address right now on the show while we have everyone's undivided attention?
It's my cousin Tammy. She says hi.
Cool.
And,
looking forward to her moving up here and bringing
yeah.
more children and her boyfriend once he gets out of
she
jail.
She wants to call into the show.
Yeah,
I don't
think that'd
know
be
why.
A good idea. But, sure. Anyway, Big Mouth says, let's play Read Danny's Text. Let's go through them all. So, apparently, they say no more flavored tobacco, chewing tobacco or otherwise, because it attracts kids. It's
that
like
that doesn't attract kids. That's stupid.
No, we flavor it so that kids will like it. It's like, hey, when a child doesn't take its medicine, what do? You fucking flavor it. And then they're like, hey, this is candy. You take your fucking medicine, right?
Yeah.
So they're thinking that, like, because Red Fox says blue raspberry tobacco. Yeah, that kind of shit. Like, super twist fun berry, tutti frutti, fun time
well,
tobacco.
You remember when we were kids, did you have that bubblegum cigarette stuff? And they'd have the powdered sugar on it, and you blow into the cigarette thing,
right.
And it poofs out the smoke or whatever. It looks
they
like
were
smoke,
just,
and it's just gum.
They were just setting us up for failure. Little did we know there was large amounts of nicotine in that gum.
Whatever, dude.
And that's why I can't stop smoking.
I don't believe that. I like the fucking cherry-flavored ones. Those are cool.
So, it's stupid to me, though, that, like, this is the same group of people that back in the day had a fucking cartoon camel being like, hey,
it's cool to smoke.
Who's cool? I'm cool. Who wants to be cool? You guys
smoke
do.
Yeah.
How can you do that? Smoke these cigarettes. Like, you were doing that, and now all of a sudden you're like, we're all getting old and almost ready to die, so... to avoid all of us spending eternity in hell, we're trying to make amends for all of our sins.
Hey, you want
to
know who's gay?
Who?
Josh from Big Mouth Podcast. You want to know how?
How do you know Josh from Big Mouth Podcast is gay?
Because he smokes menthols.
That wouldn't make him gay. That would just make him an N-word. See?
That's messed up.
See how I did that there?
It depends on what kind of menthols he smokes. Are they Newport?
Of course they're Newport.
Or are they Salem?
Or are they Kools? Because I used to smoke Kools. It made my dick bigger, but
Since
like
he does it to try and act black.
It made my dick bigger, but after like 5 minutes of humping, my lungs started bleeding. I was like, "Fuck me, this is horrible." I used to smoke fucking cloves too, like when I was raving.
Those are sick, man.
That was when I was raving and all like I had like my hair fucking moosed up and shit and all colored, and I had my visor on and I had all this. Bright,
colorful.
Oh, wait,
colorful. I think I've seen pictures of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, dude.
I'm so glad I didn't meet you.
Candy Kid Matt. Matt in my Candy Kid disguise. Dancing with fucking... ha, ha.
You raver fag.
I was doing lots of ecstasy. You have to do lots of ecstasy to make
to
that...
end up like that? Yeah, I know.
No, to make it okay. To make yourself okay with the fact that you're doing that. You're like, it doesn't matter because everything is good right now.
I like bright colors. I like things to look
it,
awesome.
Well, no, it was more, for me, it was more getting back to my merry prankster roots of Ken Kesey and the bus and all that shit, acid and day glow. Like, that was what it was for me. It was getting, no?
No.
Haven't you ever read the Electric Kool-Aid Acid Test?
No.
About the merry pranksters and running around.
No.
Are you on or off the bus? Apparently you're not on the bus.
I guess not. I have no idea what's going on.
People in the chat or listening to the show will know what I'm talking about. All right, Derek reminds me that Danny doesn't read or know how to. How's training class not knowing how to read? Are you faking it pretty good still?
I do this.
You illiterate redneck.
I do this and put my hands up by my face to hold my head up, right? To where they're just blocking my eyes on the side, and then I kind of just pass out.
Okay, so I got a question now. This isn't a question of the week or anything, but...
just a question.
If you're like, no more flavored tobacco, what about all the fucking alcohol that's like super berrylicious and tutti frutti fun time and shit? You can't do one and not the other. Not saying that they should do either. The parents should be the ones that are like, hey, whose kids are these? Oh, they're yours? Do you want them to smoke? Because if you do, then cool. We'll keep making fucking blue Radberry fucking cigarettes. But if you don't actually want your kids to smoke, then beat their fucking asses when you catch them doing it. Or put the fear of fucking God in them prior to. Now, I know this is a tough fucking concept to grasp because this means you're actually going to have to talk to your fucking children. Ugh. God forbid he said the T word. You want us to talk to them? Whoa! I know, right? Mind-blowing. Big Mouth says, holy fuck, you just blew my mind. I know. Mind-blowing shit, but check this out. The best way to be a parent? Now listen, I'm only going to say this once. Parent them. It's not called being a parent because it's fun. You have to do stuff.
That's not fun.
Wiping shit and breastfeeding, getting all fat and stretched out isn't fun, but you do it because you got fucked into that position in the first place, and you're responsible. Well, you may not be responsible, but anyway. It's stupid, though, that you're going to do that to the cigarettes and shit. Well, not cigarettes and chew. And I give two fucks about chew. And anyone that chews fun Radberry chew is probably a poof anyways, but it's, if that's your reasoning, that's very hypocritical that you're like, we can still have all these different fun flavors of vodka and wine coolers and Zimas and fucking Mike's.
Yeah, that is kind of fucked up.
Mike's hard lemonade that fucking tastes like cherry cough syrup
or
and shit.
Or Sparks that tastes like orange energy drink.
Exactly.
That's actually beer.
And it looks like a battery. And
it
batteries
does.
Are fun. Like,
they make my toys go woo.
So we're just gonna, because no one will raise their fucking kids, we're gonna have a whole generation of tobacco smoking, alcohol drinking, fucking wife beating fools. That add that to the fact that I was listening to UID yesterday, and apparently California is not getting any new textbooks till like 2016. That's good.
That's great.
Way to go, guys. I bet if you legalized weed, we could buy new books for your fucking kids.
Right.
I bet if you quit paying sports people so much fucking money, I bet if you're like, hey, sports teams that we pay billions of fucking dollars to, could you buy our kids some school books? Because they're fucking drooling on themselves and chewing off their own fucking fingers over here because they're so fucking retarded. Could you help us out?
Please.
I know we make your careers because we have absolutely fuck all else to do than to watch you guys put balls in fucking baskets and hit balls with bats and jerk balls off or whatever the fuck you do. But could you buy them some books? Look at them. They are sad. They are some sad looking kids. Oh, fuck. Tough shit.
Yeah.
This world
yeah.
is not an easy life, I'll tell you that.
No, it's not. My cousin's finding that out the hard way.
Oh, really? How so?
Well, her boyfriend's in jail.
Why?
Sorry, excuse me, her baby daddy.
Her baby daddy?
Her baby daddy.
Why would he be in jail?
He got pulled over with some drugs on him. I think it's his first felony or whatever, something like that. So he's getting out next month.
That's okay.
But because her dad, who is up here, which is my Uncle Wayne,
right,
is kind of dying, she's flipping out and wants to come up here. and there are no jobs down there. Seriously, she got she's
there's
like,
no
housing.
Hold on. There's no jobs up here, son.
Yeah, but she has the CNA and all.
Just
that.
Because
she can get
he's
that up here quick.
He's an African gentleman, American, an African American gentleman. He'll be able to find a job because these fools up here like tax breaks for hiring black people, which is fucked up.
Well,
but that's how it is. And so he won't
well,
have a problem.
I don't really care
but
about
she's going to come up here and strain our fucking welfare system even more being on it.
She won't actually strain it that long, dude. She's got the CNA and she wants to go to classes to take her RN.
There's CNA
she would
jobs.
Be working at like Teletech for the meantime.
But there's CNA jobs everywhere.
Yeah, so she could get that really quick and take classes to become an RN while she's doing that for free in most places.
All I'm saying is that we don't need more felons up here. And we definitely don't need any more single parents of lots of kids up here either. But that's cool. It's a beautiful place. Come, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, she, you know, fucking dude, McDonald's laid her off.
That sucks. Times are tough, man. When fools don't have enough money to eat Mickey D's, shit's hitting the fan like the next week. When you can go to McDonald's at 7 a.m. and there's not a line, prepare for the worst. Because Armageddon is on.
It's on?
It's on like Donkey Kong. It is fucking crazy. Raining down fucking purple Radberry snus and shit.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, that sucks. But I don't know. I've never... I don't know. I just don't know. So, guess... Oh, what I wanted to say in closing, quit fucking with our shit. Shit is fucked up right now, and if people want to chew fucking orange Rudy Tooty purple sherbet fucking chew, then let them. Like, shit is tough right now. They need anything they can get their hands on to fucking chill. Don't fuck with that shit. Not right now, at least. You know? Just don't do it. Did you guys hear... I don't know if you guys heard this or not, but there's been another death.
Oh, yeah?
No, it is not my libido.
Was it marijuana this time?
Figured I'd get that out of the way before it started raining. No, it is not. Wait, meth? Marijuana.
I said marijuana.
No, it is not. Some's about to get burned, but it ain't going to die. 60 Minutes. You all have been waiting for this. I'm sure you know 60 Minutes.
Yes.
You know the man on 60 Minutes?
Yes.
And his name is?
I don't know.
Andy Rooney?
Got it.
Perhaps?
Yes.
Well, he's still not dead, but do you know who is dead?
Who?
And I bet it blew his fucking mind. Don Hewitt, the guy who actually created 60 Minutes. And this blows my fucking mind, because how the fuck does the guy that made, like, this guy created 60 Minutes, and then they got Andy Rooney. How did he die before Andy did? Do you see? Like, that blew my fucking mind. And I bet... this guy was probably on his fucking deathbed, and he's like, no, Andy's gotta die before me. He's like 300 years old. I'm only 86. And he was like holding on for dear fucking life, right?
Yeah.
And Andy walks by and like dumps his pants, and he's like, you know what I don't get? And then the guy just fucking died. He's like, I can't handle this anymore. But yeah, pretty amazing. I don't know. It just blew me away that, like, that guy is so fucking old, and he outlived the guy that created the show that he's on. It's like when fucking grandparents outlive their grandchildren, you know? That's what that is like, for those of you playing along at home. Don Hewitt, 86, the CBS News exec who created 60 Minutes, transformed television journalism by showing that news programs could generate money and help make TV an essential part of politics when he produced and directed the first televised debate between U.S. presidential candidates.
Nice.
The very first televised, like, that's how old, like, there was light, there was dirt, there was Andy Rooney, and then there was 60 Minutes,
and then
Andy went there and was like, are you hiring? I don't get resumes, but I can talk. Like, what is your skill set, sir? Because I've watched you work, and I have no fucking clue what it is you do. I know you don't get a whole lot of anything. I know that. I don't understand what you do there. You have 1 minute that you're like, it blows my mind. You're on TV 1 minute a week. That's like the original geeks doing a podcast every couple of weeks. Like, that's what you do, and you don't get anything. I don't get that. That's my fucking new Andy Rooney bit. Like, I don't get Andy Rooney. I don't get how he's still alive. I don't get how he gets out of bed. I don't get how he fucking chews food. I guess he probably gets it through a straw.
He's probably got dentures.
I don't get how he fucking does anything. Right. It blows my mind. So that's pretty crazy. I don't know. Nothing's probably gonna... Excuse your face?
Yeah, a little bit.
Fucking pig.
Sometimes.
So we can blame this motherfucker for him, I guess.
Okay.
It's his fault.
Okay.
I would have seen his resume all, like, written out in fucking papyrus fucking script and been like, nah. I'll find someone else for my minute-long fucking part on the show. So then, moving on. You know what's really getting bad on the internet?
People.
Well, right. Cyberbullying is getting out of fucking control.
It's the internet. Get over it.
No! I will not. It's sad when the internet... When shit like this happens on the internet and people die because of it, and it's Josh's fault, it's Capital Z's fault, it's McG's fault, I will take a little bit of this responsibility, not as much as them, but a little bit.
A smidge.
A smidge, you know. But it's fucked up. And what really blows my mind about this, and I think we did this story when it first came out or anything, but it's happened again and again and again. See, Red Fox says, Josh cyberbullies me. I know. You want him to die, Josh? Do you want Red Fox, your only fan, my fucking, like, third fan, do you want him to die? Because that's what cyberbullying does. It makes people die. You're 40 years old.
Not the smart ones.
You're 40 years old.
If they kill themselves because of cyberbullying, maybe they should already be dead.
Well, right. That's a good point. Never mind. Just forget everything I just said.
Thank you.
Kill yourself, you big babies.
Pretty much.
So in 2006, a 13-year-old, her name was Megan. Pour out a little liquor for Megan. She killed herself.
I thought we were over this.
We are. But I'm gonna talk about this for a minute. Is that okay?
Bah.
Do we have time?
No, we need to get the fucking...
This is important!
Fucking is important! We haven't done it in 2 weeks!
I've done it. I mean...
Not with me.
Well, no, not with you. But, I mean, I've been fucking.
Who you been fucking?
Your mom.
Ugh.
Ugh. She was the victim of an internet hoax. And she killed herself.
Why? What was the internet hoax?
You know who's taking cyberbullying business very seriously?
Who?
Missouri.
Of course.
As in the whole state of Missouri. As in you have absolutely nothing else to take care of right now. Hey, your state totally out of deficit. Like, there's no crime. There's no... Nothing's going wrong there. Okay. Because when you're at that point, then you can be the first to tackle cyberbullying. But until that happens, I don't want to see you, you know, being like... We're taking this very seriously because one of our 13-year-old whores who got joked into fucking thinking this dude was a dude that was her age instead of like 40, and she fell in love with him, and when she found out who he really was, she killed herself. Like, when all that shit is settled, then you can handle this. Now we have, this is why I wanted to talk about this, the first person ever charged with the felony of cyberbullying. This is now a felony.
A felony?
A felonious act. If you cyberbully somebody and they kill themselves,
hey,
you are a felon.
Nacho Camacho has already had sex 4 times today. I'm jealous.
Well, we have work to do.
Watching True Blood and Weeds.
It's pretty easy to fuck when you work in a strip club, dude. I mean, I don't want to call you out or anything, but come on.
Yeah, we're going to call center. You work in a fucking water delivery
pussy's,
place.
Pussy's not exactly locked up tight in those places, if you know what I mean. So the first felony cyberbullying under a new Missouri state law. This lady, Elizabeth Thrasher, accused of posting a photo of a teenage girl along with personal information about her in the casual encounter section of Craigslist. Now, I know people in the chat, show of hands, who has done this before, who is guilty of doing this, because you could all go to jail.
Of just cyberbullying?
Of felonious cyberbullying.
I've been a douche in chat rooms.
Has that douche-a-tree made anyone kill themselves?
Made them block me or ban me or kick me out of the room.
That was you?
A few times.
Prosecutors in the case said that the 40-year-old... Okay, now check this out. You're 40 years old, right?
Okay.
All day.
Right.
You just chill. You are so bored, right?
Okay.
What are you going to do?
Jerk off.
And then you're going to fuck with some 17-year-old because you're 40 and that's how your life is going.
Yeah, maybe.
The 40-year-old Thrasher posted the girl's picture, email address, and cell phone number on Craigslist, which is geared toward people interested in quick sexual encounters. Really? I got to get on that Craigslist. Did you know that? Did you know that? People are fucking on...
Craigslist is a great place to get stuff.
Did you know people were fucking on Craigslist? Holy shit.
That is a lie.
That's after banning fucking Purple Radberry Chew. Craigslist is next. I don't want my kids having sex on Craigslist. Fuck no.
We're not going to have kids, so it's cool.
Oh, right. Never mind then.
Scratch that.
The 17-year-old girl, who has not been named except on Craigslist, reportedly received emails, text messages, and cell phone calls from strange men forcing her to call the police. Would you call the cops if all of the sudden you just...
I just changed my phone number.
Right? Like, no, dude, this is the last email address on the internet. I can't change... I have to keep it. I'm fucked. I'm so fucked!
Dude, just mark him as spam. Report him to, like... Yeah.
Somebody's apparently not using Gmail.
I guess not, dude. Fuck. You can block email, you know, coming from
right,
certain
but
places.
If you're a hot 17-year-old chick and someone sees that on casual encounters, that shit spreads like wildfire, dude.
It's like, oh, hot pussy!
I know! They're like, wait, are you real? Oh, God, I gotta put my dick next to you.
Right.
I need my dick to touch you. I don't care where. Just somewhere it needs to touch you. The incident is not random. You may be thinking to yourself, oh, that's just an isolated random incident. Nay, it is not.
Nay?
The alleged victim is the daughter of Thrasher's ex-husband's girlfriend. Oh, you're 40 years old, and you put your ex-husband's girlfriend's daughter's phone number on crack. You bitch! That's
his ex-girlfriend's daughter.
She put the daughter, the 17-year-old,
okay,
is Thrasher's ex-husband's girlfriend's daughter.
Ex-husband's girlfriend's daughter.
Thrasher, the 40-year-old, that okay. has a felony on her record for cyberbullying.
Okay.
That alone is fucking priceless.
Thrasher.
I would love to see that write-up in the law roundup. Like, well, someone got arrested for cyberbullying. Oh. But yeah, so her ex-husband got a new girlfriend. That girlfriend came with a kid, of course, batteries included, right?
So why is she fucking with that daughter?
Because she's 40 and has no life.
Fuck with the wife, man, or the new girlfriend.
Know,
don't
I
fuck with the daughter. The daughter didn't do shit to you.
Easy target.
I guess.
Kids are all over the internet, you know?
True.
That's pretty fucking... It
Mom
just,
was like, what's Craigslist?
I know, exactly. The cops were probably like, Craig's what? Craig's who? What's that? I don't know.
Oh, well, it must be bad.
Yeah. I don't know. I never met a Craig I liked. But that blows my mind, for one, that you're 40 years old, in this corner, washed up 40-year-old housewife, and in this corner, super hot, sweet 17-year-old love child of fucking hell.
Ding, 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 ding.
Go! Height!
Oh, God.
That blows my mind. That,
I know what it is!
Is that called sinking to your level? Like, is that what people are always talking about when they're like, I'm not going to slump to your level.
I guess.
I'm gonna rise above. She did not.
She just beat her up on the internet. That's
she did
all.
Not rise above. She did. This is like being like, meet me in Second Life. And then you roll in there with a big old Minotaur fucking avatar. And she rolls
Dude, do you
in.
You remember the Second Life escorts?
Yes.
We talked about?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
But I'm saying, like, you roll in ready for war, and here comes 17-year-old dressed like a 17-year-old. Who's going to win between a Minotaur and a 17-year-old? I'll tell you what. It's not the 17-year-old.
The Minotaur.
That's a plus 5 Minotaur. I don't know if you saw the cape or not.
You keep saying Minotaur.
Minotaur? Minotaur?
You said Minotaur. That's driving me nuts.
It's mine. Don't
it's
worry about
Minotaur.
It. You're
Fuck.
A Minotaur. The situation
escalated.
Is awesome. No. So the incident is not random. That's who the chick is. And the teen's mother had been arguing, right? So Thrasher, she's 40. Teen's mother, probably 35, I'd say.
Something like that.
Because you don't downgrade, right? If you're going to leave a relationship, you're going to upgrade.
Unless
you're stupid.
So.
You should be upgrading. Unless, if you're leaving this relationship A and to get into relationship B, if A is less than B, then you're good. But if A is greater than or equal to B, just stay with A, dude. Simple algebra. Algebra.
Oh,
that's
my God.
That's what I call algebra. Thrasher and the teen's mother had been arguing, prompting the girl to send a MySpace message. Oh, snap! So the girl started it. She sent a MySpace message to Thrasher telling her to grow up. That's
okay.
Awesome.
All
she
right.
had to actually be her friend on MySpace first, so Thrasher had to accept her friend request. And that's awesome that this 40-year-old has a MySpace. Aren't 40-year-olds supposed to be on Facebook? That blows my mind. She's like, grow up. And the 40-year-old's like, grow up? I'm going to do quite the opposite. Now your number's on Craigslist. Suck it.
That's so awesome.
That is so awesome. But now the 17-year-old like, well, now you're in jail for cyberbullying. So suck it.
I can't believe that's a felony, dude.
I can't believe that this 40-year-old was arguing with a 17-year-old.
Did she end up... She killed herself, right?
Oh, I don't know. That was a different one. That was the 13-year-old. That's what I'm saying, though. This happens a bunch. But let's see
People
here.
People are just faggots and can't take it, dude. That's so aggravating.
If you can't deal, you're a faggot.
Don't
so
start
says,
shit on the internet. Don't... Post
I'm telling you,
punchinthefacedotcom,
man, that is my $1 million idea. And I hear people only have 3 in their lifetimes. So I got 2 left, luckily.
What is this?
Didn't I ever tell you about that?
No.
Because of keyboard commanders. We talked about this a long time ago. But for you new listeners, punchinthefacedotcom is a business I was going to start where in every state we have 2 operatives, one on either end of the state.
Oh, I think you go to tell me about this. It's badass.
Someone wrongs you on the internet. You go to the website. You're like, here's their address or here's whatever. We'll get their address. We send a text message to one of our operatives with their address. They knock on the door. The douche opens the door and bam!
Punch in the face.
That's how it works. And after enough of that, people will be nicer. And no one will have cyberbullying on their permanent record. That blows my mind. The situation then escalated when Thrasher created a listing for the teen on the Craigslist adult site. Of course. The Post dispatch quoted authorities who said the case is the first felony charge filed in St. Charles County under the new state law. Misdemeanor charges have been filed in other local cases. Thrasher's attorney, Michael Kielty, said he's not sure prosecutors can meet the elements of the charge, claiming that the statute is poorly written, probably because they're like, do we need this? Are you serious?
Wait a minute. Red Fox says this 40-year-old is like when Cartman chopped up that kid's parents. She's like, you're done for now.
No shit, like making the Craigslist ad, like, whoa.
Oh, God.
That's so awesome. That was awesome. So
good. It tastes so good.
Oh, your tears, Scott. Your tears are so good.
It tastes so good.
Oh, Scott, this is your parents.
You ate your parents. That's awesome.
quote, to charge a woman, a mother, with a felony for what is tantamount to a practical joke, that's awfully rash, he said. That's taking it to the extreme.
To the extreme.
Putting it on, I don't know, man. I bet she learned her lesson. I bet she'll think twice before she makes another Craigslist account, that's for sure. The new cyberbullying law was passed as a response to Meyer's suicide. That was the 13-year-old.
Ah.
Lori Drew, a neighbor of Meyer, had been charged with using her MySpace account to bully the 13-year-old.
Cool.
What is it with
Block
all these...
It.
If hold on, though. If you're a chick and your game isn't up to par with that of a 13-year-old or a 15-year-old or a 17-year-old, like, if you're getting beat out by a child, then step up your game.
Right.
Put on some fucking makeup. Lose some fucking weight. Leave the kids at a babysitter. Do something. Fuck. If that's why this is happening, then just step up your game. Or you're hitting on skeezies, dude.
Skeezies.
Skeezies. For sheezy. This is fucking sad.
Wow.
This country.
I never had to wear makeup or shit.
I know, but you're not vying for the attention of an adult alpha male that also might be looking at some hot 17-year-old.
No, you were trying to get the awesome attention of this alpha female.
Shit. Beta female.
What?
Beta, because I'm the alpha, obviously.
I mean, like the beta fish that will kill each other and around each other.
Drew went so far as to manufacture a fake online boyfriend who eventually broke up with Meyer, telling her in the final message that, quote, the world would be a better place without you. And Meyer was 13 and was like, really?
Okay.
Well, okay. And that was that. And in July, a judge dismissed misdemeanor charges against Drew, with her lawyers arguing that the law at the time was vague. Well, I'm glad now we know we have to be more specific in our cyberbullying law. We'll get right on that. All right. Well, moving on. You know where else isn't doing very well?
Besides this living room, because I'm sweating my fucking brains out.
It was like 50 degrees the last few days, and this weekend raining piss, and it was nice. It was cool.
It was
cool
up here.
Today, in the 90s, and hot as fuck again. I'm sweating my balls off. But anyway, Baghdad. You heard of that place?
Bombs over, yeah.
Right, yeah, bombs over. Bagpipes, I think, came from there. Eminem bought some bagpipes from there once, I think. Anyway, killing happening there all the time, right?
Sure.
All the time.
Oh, bombs over Baghdad. Yeah.
Exactly. The song wasn't written because it's a nice fucking place. So then we go over there, right? We're like America, world police, just like Team America. Fuck yeah, right? So we go over there and we fix everything, right? We're over there for quite a while, right?
Sure.
Killed Saddam, hung him. Yeah. Everything should be cope.
Did some shit.
Fucking copacetic.
Raped
everything
some bitches.
Is straight up cool.
Tortured some people.
Right. We stole some shit. We raped some shit. We fucking killed some shit. We blew up a bunch of shit. We fucking took down statues. Like, we fixed the place. We rolled in there like gangbusters, and we cleaned up the town, right?
Sure.
So now it's all cool.
No.
It's not. It hasn't been cool there since the beginning of time, dude.
Since
ever.
There was there.
It hasn't been cool there since it was a place, dude. This place has never been cool. But we think somehow, and I'm sure lots of other people have been like, yeah, this happens. It's always happened, and it always will happen, but we never talk about it. And then I saw this, and apparently a bomb happened in Baghdad, right? Get the fuck out of here. I know everyone's like checking their Twitters like, I didn't hear nothing about this. No, for realsies, guys. 95 people killed because of these bombs that blew the fuck up there. coordinated bombings tore through Baghdad yesterday, killing almost 100 people. And you know what? Our president, right? Obama?
Yep.
Hussein Obama? He comes out and he's like, hey, that was a senseless act of violence. His administration, him, and, you know.
Saying that we fucked up?
No! Probably. Like, why did we go there? Wait, oh, there's oil. Oh, right. Well, that makes sense then. I mean, we need that. But it blows my mind that they're like, holy shit, people are dying there. Like, yeah, dude, people have always been...
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And it's
like Somalia, man.
Just like any of those places, dude. It's never gonna end. Just go there, get what the fuck we want, and just leave. It's a desert. That's all that's there. Unhappiness, oil, and fucking these guys.
So dry.
And bombs.
It's dry.
And it's so dry there.
So dry.
He said this was the bloodiest attack in Iraq this year. Well, dude, it's only August. Give it a minute, you know? The mid-morning blasts 6 years to the day after the United Nations headquarters in Baghdad was attacked. Oh, really? You mean this is an anniversary of another bombing? Are you kidding?
It's like, oh, big fireworks, everybody.
The blast show, quote, the degree to which extremists will always go to wreak havoc through senseless violence. Is that really, though? That just shows that, no shit, this has been going on, and even though Saddam's not there anymore, it's still gonna happen. It wasn't just him. It's that whole fucking area that's fucked. Have more sex or something. I don't know how to fix that place. Bomb the whole fucking place with everyone that you can get or something. I don't fucking know. Or just leave it. You know what blows my mind the most?
What?
Is that there's still fucking people there to make bombs and blow shit up.
Like, people. That is kind of weird.
Aren't you running out of people yet, Baghdad?
Didn't we kill all
hey, Iraq.
Of you yet?
Iraq, what's your population now? Because you've got to be getting down there.
It's like 10.
Do they fuck more than they blow stuff up? Because I don't think that's the case.
I think they fuck while blowing stuff up.
Something, because it...
You got like 8-month pregnant bitches out there just blowing shit up. That's what's going on.
Nacho says, I'm glad Obama put things in perspective. Otherwise, I would have thought it was okay for them to do that. I know, right? Like, hey, thanks, President. I thought this was totally cool and business as usual over there. I didn't know this was a senseless act of violence. I thought they had some sort of sense to it, you know? I thought they had, like, a reason or a purpose.
They were just making truth to the song, that's all.
I guess. I don't know. It just blows my mind, for one, that we think that we're going to fix something over there for something that's been going on since...
We're not fixing anything over anywhere.
We're not even fixing anything here. Hey, California, did you get your new textbooks yet? No, not yet? Okay, well... We'll get back to you. Hey,
oh,
Iraq!
Hey, America, do
are
we
you
have
still,
jobs yet? No?
Hey, no, oh. Not yet. Still homeless people? Well, let's go see what Iraq's doing.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is Iraq? Is that next to Canada somewhere? Because if it's not, why are we doing anything with it? Fuck.
Exactly. Go in,
man.
Get your guy that fucks shit up, come out. That's all you gotta do.
Didn't you put Rambo on that like 4 fucking times already?
I mean, it's just ridiculous. They're sending people over to Iraq and everything and spending so much money to clothe them
for
and feed them.
What?
To do nothing, to patrol civilian cities.
It's
dude.
A desert. We have that here. I was born in one. It's called the Mojave. It's in California somewhere.
I keep forgetting you were born there.
But it's ridiculous. And then it blows my mind even more that they haven't run out of fucking people yet. Because if you were fucking as much as you need to be to keep bringing in new fucking bombers and shit, not to mention the people that die in the blast, like, your population is zero.
Nacho Camacho says, let alone all the religious murders faction, you know, all the...
I know!
Yeah, all the religious murders
faction. It will never end. Why are we blowing money on that? The attacks underscore the fragility of Iraq's security since U.S. combat troops withdrew from urban areas on June 30th and as the country prepares for elections in January. You mean because there was, like, no bombs going off when we were actually there, like, stationed, right? Everything was all good, right?
It was cool.
Right, okay. And then as soon as we left, they all came out and they're like, fucking boom. I'm sure that's exactly how it fucking went. The withdrawal from cities is part of a U.S.-Iraqi agreement signed in January that outlines the complete pullout of American forces by the end of 2011. So we're not even completely out of there, and this shit is still happening.
Wait, when did we go over there?
Fucking like 10 fucking years ago? I don't know, dude.
No, we went over in 2001. That's when September... So,
oh, right, that was the fucking reason, wasn't it?
That was the initial... Hey, we're going to come kick your ass. That was the initial blow to the belt.
Right.
So, September 11th, and then I think that, like, what was it, the following month or 2 months later or so, we threw troops out in Iraq. And we have been over there ever since. And now it's 2009. It's almost, like, 8 years later.
What are we doing there? I know the food's not that good. You've seen the sand. There's no fucking beaches.
There's no beer either.
There's no bitches.
If you see a bitch, she looks like a black condom.
Are you still getting oil? Because I thought that was cool. Like, I thought we got all that already.
Red Fox says, I thought it was 03.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. It was something like that. But we've been over there.
All I know is 2001 happened and with the Iraq thing.
We've been over there in one form or another for a long fucking time.
It needs to stop. It's fucking ridiculous. Let them do whatever they're gonna do. Let them fuck sheep.
That's
and
what
bomb
I'm saying.
Themselves
Let
and
them
have religious murders, whatever. Keep it over there. It's fine.
Exactly. It's a long ways away from here. MDS says maybe Iraq has good weed. If they had good weed, this wouldn't be happening.
Then we wouldn't know about Amsterdam, dude.
But it, I don't know. It's over there. Let them kill each other. And then guess what? When everyone's dead, then go over there. It's not fucking... I know we're probably going to run out of oil before that happens, the way they're fucking going, but... There's something, we have the technology to not have to rely on that anymore. That's like people relying on radio to entertain them all day. It's like, we actually have better technology than that, and it's a lot better of an entertainment than fucking radio. That's why it's dying. It's like, we can power shit without having to use that dead fossil fuel. But it's super mad fucking profitable for, like, 8 guys, and they're, like, in charge, so fuck the rest of us, right?
Nacho Camacho says, Iraqi weed is killer. That's why they wear towels on their head, because that dope will blow your mind.
Oh, fuck. We are so fucked. So fucked. Just stick with us, and everything will be all right. We got enough room up in Montana to build a big old fucking bomb shelter. When shit, like, really hits the fan, just come roll with us. So, speaking about our president, check this shit out.
Oh, fuck, what?
We've had presidents that do things that are not, like, you know, presidential, right? Like, Bush went duck hunting, or things they do...
Yeah.
To be like, look at me, I'm an average person. Exactly.
I do
Obama?
Things you do, just with a lot more expensive assets with it.
Right, with better guns.
Right, this gun's been shot once, it was made in 1922.
Red Fox says, there was a guy, I mean, going back to what we were talking about earlier with the cyberbullying, I think, there was a guy at a Milwaukee area high school that extorted blowjobs from dudes at his high school. He posed as chick online and then went to school and said, if you don't blow me, I'm going to show everyone your naked pictures and I'm going to tell your parents. I'm going to tell the Wrens.
Whoa. For a blowjob?
Wait, was this you, Red Fox?
For a blowjob?
For blowjobs. Being
you
like,
don't suck my dick?
Suck me off, or your parents are gonna see these, fag.
Whoa, like, wait, this was a dude?
Did you just hear, will you listen?
I was listening, I got the whole thing about somebody telling somebody they're gonna show naked pictures to their parents if they don't suck them off.
A dude.
Telling
to other
dude. Okay, I didn't know if it was a chick or a dude, that's the only thing I had to clarify there.
Right, this chick's going around trying to, like, suck her blowjobs out of these guys. Suck my dick.
No, I thought maybe sister. It was a dude talking to a chick.
So anyway, Obama talks NASCAR.
No.
And there's a lot of things the president could talk about that I really wouldn't give a fuck.
No.
Baseball, basketball, whatever.
No.
But NASCAR, like, yeah, we're going to go watch cars go in circles. You.
No.
NASCAR, dude.
Jeff Foxworthy can't even talk NASCAR.
I know.
Okay?
Hey, president, how's your country? Is everything cool? Did you get California their books? And did you get everyone the fuck away from the Middle East? And are we out of debt? Because once that happens, then yeah, dude, watch some fucking NASCAR. I don't give a fuck. But until that happens, could you maybe, I know you're the prez and I'm not, but could you focus a little bit? I don't know, maybe all presidents do that and it's just more publicized because he's our first black president or whatever. But it seems like he is doing more being in the spotlight and being in the media and, you know, being out there just talking than he is actually doing stuff to make this shit, like, okay and not end in a couple years, you know?
Yep. he hasn't done anything so far I haven't seen.
Like, how long have you been in office, dude?
I have heard a bunch of rumors about...
Like planting a watermelon garden?
Eat that watermelon.
Eat that watermelon. Eat that watermelon. Surely is good.
Oh, my God.
Funniest shit ever.
No, I've heard
rumors
about him.
Was that a rumor or was that
up...
a joke? Because I heard that. I think I got it in an email.
I have no idea.
Did he repaint the White House?
No.
Did he put spinners on the... car? No, those must have all been rumors. Sorry.
On the fucking white stretch limo? I don't think so. But I heard rumors about there being... remember when we were in New York? Something about being designated areas where you can smoke in public?
Right, right.
I've heard rumors about that. I've heard rumors about...
is that what you're doing with your
time? Taking away all of America's guns?
Oh, yeah, that'll work out well.
That'll mull over real well.
Piss everyone off and then take their guns away. Sweet
right.
deal, dude.
You know what? I guarantee you he will be assassinated before they successfully get all of the guns away from Americans. There's no way in hell.
It's great when our U.S. presidents make themselves available to the media, all media. Like, even if we called him up and we're like, yo, we're the jam hole, come over, have a beer with us. Have a Sparks. Have a 40 of OE. That's what you guys drink, right? No.
Oh.
Come over and chill. Like, he'll do it. Because that'd help. It'd help us. I don't know.
Does it give a contact number?
Yeah. no.
It's like
I was trying to think of like what his number would be, like
1-800-TERRORIST. I mean,
black
president.
Cock or, right now.
Your cam went down.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's back.
Kay.
So, does a president need to be questioned by an ESPN reporter about NASCAR?
No.
No, I'm going to have to
say. He's black and he's the president.
He could give two fucks less
about
NASCAR, dude.
Right?
Oh, Wednesday.
They go left, right? No.
They
don't
go
know.
Right? No.
What?
I know they serve beer. Does that.
Wait, who's the 24 car? I forgot.
Ah, fuck it. Wednesday afternoon, Obama appeared live on the ESPN2 show NASCAR Now. The show originated from the White House because 3-time NASCAR Sprint Cup champion Jimmie Johnson was being honored for, well, being a NASCAR champion on the
Woo!
South lawn of the White House.
Goodbye.
And, like, it looks complicated. I mean, driving's easy. I bet I could do that really well. You have to have good reaction time when you're going that fast. But it's not like you're drifting or rally racing or anything.
They do start drifting around those corners.
Well, yeah,
though,
but,
you know?
I mean, a track. A drift track.
Yeah.
You're going in a fucking circle. Let's be honest here. It's not like F1.
But they do that very well, and that is cool, but I don't think they should get paid millions to do it.
Or I don't think you should be like, hey, president, I won. Do you want to congratulate? Who are you?
He probably
again?
Doesn't even know who the number 3 car was.
He probably
to.
Voted for McCain. What the you know? That race car driver gives a shit, dude. He's like having a beer with you and those racist guys and that dude that couldn't get into his fucking house because he's like 90 years old. Who gives a shit? And that's what you're doing. I don't know. Whatever.
The only thing I like about NASCAR is watching the awesome wrecks.
That is awesome. That fuel.
I was a little sad about Earnhardt Sr. because he was a cool guy. Seemed pretty awesome.
That but, fuel, very flammable.
Yes, very flammable. But his son, I don't like so much. I would kind of wish he'd get in a wreck.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the number 9 car, Earnhardt
Jr. Do we have
Jr.
any NASCAR fans?
Earnhardt Jr. is kind of a faggot, if you want to think about it. After his dad died and shit, like 3 years later, he just started losing races all the time. Like, you'd look at the lineup, and you'd see, like, in 27th place, you have Earnhardt Jr. Oh, Tony Stewart's in first place, and... Like, seriously, it sucked. I don't know, but...
So then they asked the president, of course, when are we going to get you to a race? Like, hey, Prez, I know you're busy and all, not doing anything, but
you
why don't
come on down to a race.
Why don't you come down to the Indy 500, huh? He says, I would love to do it. I was supposed to do it during the campaign, but we just ended up having to travel too much, and we weren't able to devote the amount of time that I wanted to. You know, with, like, trying to become the president and all.
Ah, you know, that thing.
Hopefully sometime during my presidency, I'm going to get out there. You know, maybe when I do something and actually earn my vacation time that I probably get being the president, then I'll get out there. So that seems to mean President Obama hasn't been to a NASCAR race ever. If only there could have been one more follow-up question, would it have been made to ask, so, Mr. President... You'll go to a NASCAR race when you think you might need some votes? I don't know. Just fucking ridiculousness. All day long ridiculousness.
So fucking stupid, dude.
26 sent this in to us. This is real short. I found it very amusing. You know PETA?
Yes.
The PETA Pit?
Yeah.
Awesome raps, right?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about them.
Oh.
Other PETA? Don't eat wraps with meat in them, you know?
Oh, you know, the I eat plants PETA.
Right. The rabbit. Right. The fag fuckers.
Right. The opposite of what you are.
Right. I fuck pussy and eat meat.
They fuck assholes and eat
grass.
Grass. Right.
Right.
Okay, got it.
Absolutely. PETA called fat women whales. Right?
What?
They have a billboard in Jacksonville that says, save the whales. Instead of a picture of a whale on the billboard, there's a picture of a whale, right? Like a fail whale.
A fat chick?
A fat chick.
Yeah.
PETA is turning heads with a new questionable billboard. The animal rights group, known for its controversial ways of attracting attention, has put up a sign that says, save the whales. But instead of the marine mammals, it shows an image of an overweight woman. PETA representatives said they are just trying to get more people to become vegetarians, which would help them lose the pounds. Critics, however, said the billboard is offensive to the overweight.
Nacho Camacho says, yeah, they had the lead guy of PETA on Fox News this morning trying to defend the billboard.
Are you serious? I guess so. That's awesome. I'm curious as to what his defense was. Like, hey, if you wouldn't eat so much McDonald's...
She wouldn't be that fat! She wouldn't be a fucking whale!
That's so awesome, though. It's like, well...
You know what? You don't have to stop eating meat to not be a fat piece of fuck.
Right?
Meat also turns into muscles!
Which you have none of, fucking cow. Right. But what's totally awesome is that people, like... They had to get a fat chick from somewhere to pose for that, right? Or is it just computer generated, you think? Just some CG?
I don't know.
Hey, do you got that fat chick filter? Yeah, I'm just about done with it. But it's...
Maybe
you're
it's like
offended.
The fat chick it's, from... Is it... Does it show a picture?
Yeah, it's just... It's her... It's from, like, the shoulder down to, like, the small of the back and... In a bathing suit, like you see the back strap, shoulder strap, and then the back strap, and she's just overweight. It's not
like the fat chick from Big Money Hustlers.
No, it's not that even.
It's sweaty bitty.
But the picture I see here, it's not even that fat of a chick. Like, don't be, you know, in fucking bathing suits and whatnot, but it's not like obese or anything. But if that's their whole thing, that. if people would be more vegetarians, they wouldn't be so fat. Yes, they would just eat way more vegetable shit, and they'd still be fat.
Fahrenheit 404 says, a while ago, I gave away buttons saying, I don't eat vegetarians.
What? I don't eat vegetarians?
Yeah, so if you're a veggie chick and you want your twat look, too bad. I don't eat veggies.
Because it makes your shit smell weird.
Probably. I don't know. What?
You gotta have some meat in you. Otherwise, you're just... it's disgusting. And you know what offends me? PETA. PETA offends me. That's all it is. It's just a little fucking... I think it's funny. But people will get fucking... They will feel like that about anything.
That's not even that bad. I've seen way worse. Let me take some pictures from my work and I'll give them to the PETA.
Exhibit A, cows. What do cows eat all day?
Grass.
Cows are still fat. That's why we call them cows, you fucking idiot. Well, right, but they're big and fat.
They're not really fat.
How about start moving more?
Moving more.
It doesn't matter. I mean, it does maybe a little bit, but it really doesn't. You could eat whatever the fuck you want. Just move around a little. That's all. You fucking idiots. So you want to do a little Who Are News? Humans unite against...
I don't even think we've done any Who Are
News. No, not in a while. Humans unite against robots.com.
Sure.
Fucking Who Are. Make sure it was the right hand.
Yeah, I ain't got that.
So we've taught robots to do a lot of things, right? They can smell our fear. They can kill things. They have lasers. We built one that can run off of dead bodies.
That is super cool.
They do all sorts of shit. Okay, the newest thing we're teaching them now? How to lie to each other. Because that's helpful. Hey, you know what my fucking laser-armed fucking machine gun-blasting person-eating-to-fuel-itself robot needs next? It needs to know how to lie. Hey, robot, are you gonna kill me? Ha, 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 no. Ha, ha, yes. You know, like...
That'd be so great. Don't
do that.
No.
Don't teach them that.
No.
With the development of killer drones, it seems like everyone is worrying about killer robots. You think? You fucking think! Look what you're building! Holy Christ. Now, as if that wasn't bad enough, we need to start worrying about lying, cheating robots as well. In an experiment run at the Laboratory of Intelligent Systems in École Polytechnique Fédérale of Lausanne, France. Wow. I totally got through that. Robots that were designed to cooperate in searching out a beneficial resource and avoiding a poisonous one learned to lie to each other in an attempt to hoard the resource. Amazing. Amazing. Okay. Good electricity, bad electricity. The robot finds the good stuff and tells the other robots, hey, you want the good
stuff?
It's right there. And then they eat it, and then they die. And the robot's like, I win. I win. I am the king.
Oh, my God.
That's so amazing. We are so fucked. We are all so fucked. Us in Montana, not as bad as the rest of you guys, but still, we're all fucked. The experiment involved 1,000 robots. Oh, good. Make a bunch of them. A bunch of lying fucking robots. Fantastic. Did you give them all razor blades and chainsaws and lasers? Because that's what they all needed. Divided into 10 different groups. Each robot had a sensor, a blue light, and its own 264-bit binary code genome that governed how it reacted to different stimuli. Got it? Genes?
Got it.
Robot gene. Okay.
Genome? Game? Because
like,
it was cool. You can run over people and step on them and blood would hit your windshield and go splat.
No, like the project.
That was like the first computer game I ever played that you could actually step on a human and have blood splatter on your windshield. And you had to hit the windshield button to make it get off.
That's awesome.
It was the coolest thing ever, dude.
Virtual reality, right?
It was the first one I'd ever got to play that was like that.
Would you do in real life if blood splattered on your windshield?
Hit the windshield wipers.
Hit the windshield button.
Right.
That's all.
But how many times you just step on them in a video game and all you hear is, ah!
My layman.
Yeah, I know, right?
The first generation robots were, thank you, Ad, please get out of my way. The first generation robots were programmed to turn the light on when they found the good resource, helping the other robots in the group find it. Good, nice helper robots. The robots got higher marks for finding and sitting on the good resource and negative points for hanging around the poisoned resource. The 200 highest scoring genomes were then randomly mated and mutated to produce a new generation of programming. Within 9 generations, the robots became excellent at finding the positive resource and communicating with each other to direct other robots to the good resource. So you understand what they're doing, right? Each genome, whatever wins, that genome gets passed on with the winner from this other group. So right. You have 2 winning genomes. It's evolution, basically. They're replicating evolution, but
in
quicker.
In robots.
Right,
yeah.
In a robotic genome, in essence. So then at the end of, you know, doing this a bunch of times, you should have robots that are perfect at doing this task. And then we teach them how to lie and then kill. However, there was a catch. A limited amount of access to the good resource meant that not every robot could benefit when it was found, and overcrowding could drive away the robot that originally found it. After 500 generations, 60% of the robots had evolved to keep their light off when they found the good resource, hogging it all for themselves. They didn't even program that into them. They
just
knew
that.
They knew that we are so fucked!
That is
holy
a little
Christ.
Weird, dude.
We are
without
so
even us programming that in, they go up there
fucked.
And turn their light off and be like, I'm not charging right now. What are you talking about?
Yeah, hey, I didn't find dope. What
I
are you talking
about? What are you talking about, dude?
Yeah, hey, when I find the pills, I'll call you. Yeah. No, I promise.
I swear. Just go home.
We are
cool.
So fucked.
Ugh.
Holy Christ.
We need little red lights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not over here. This is the poison. I'm hiding the poison.
Punch that fucking robot in the face.
Even more telling, a third of the robots evolved to actually look for the liars by developing an aversion to the light, the exact opposite of their original programming. Wow. So if my programming is like, how about you don't kill people? And they're like, you know what? People fucking suck, which we do. Don't get me wrong.
We do.
A bunch of us fucking do. And then it's like, I remember you saying something about
not killing people.
I'm going to kill people. And then it goes nuts. Fucked.
I am so fucking hot right now.
I am too. We got an email from our friend Jeremy here. He's kind of new to the show. But he writes, girlfriend blues. We don't usually give advice on this show. That's like other shows do that. But hey, I'm not above it. Okay, so here it is. Not to drag you down to Dr. Phil's level, but I have a problem with my soon-to-be wife.
Nah.
Huh?
Nah.
We're going to help this kid. First off...
how about you just tell him don't get married?
Well, no, check this out.
She doesn't need to be your soon-to-be wife.
She
kind of
does, though. Hold on.
Okay.
First off, we have nothing in common.
Fuck.
But that's not even the biggest problem. This girl is dumb on all sorts of levels.
Dude!
She's sheltered, spoiled as fuck, and listens to everything her mother says. Now, you know me, Matt, and not to mention that I'm not used to dealing with chicks like this. No, he's not at all. That sucks. She also is very good looking. All right, that's a good thing, right? Rich, also a good thing, and has her own lake house. I know I would like to have these things, and the easy way to get them would be to marry her, but fuck, man, I don't think that's the way. Jeremy. Well, dude, I gotta say, a picture of her would have been helpful.
Just cheat, dude. That's all I can say.
Well,
keep that shit on the down low.
It sucks, though, like, if you...
Does he really love her?
I don't think so. It doesn't sound like it.
She's the dumbest of box of rocks, and that's all she's worth besides the fucking, you know,
which
house
may,
and
which
shit.
I'm curious how they met. If, like, you have nothing in common.
She's
a Richie.
She's the fucking military place. She's like...
You think that's
like,
it?
Army guys, hi.
Yeah, but it sounds like she's really sheltered, though, and doesn't have any... like her mom didn't let her get out or anything like that. So yeah. I don't know. But I'd have to say, dude, if she has a lot of cool shit, marry her, get a prenup. This is important. Get a prenup that says, okay, if we ever break up, you know, I want all of your stuff. And she should be dumb enough to sign that, because you'll be like, honey, you know I'll never leave you. I fucking love you.
Then why did you want me to sign this prenup,
just
baby?
Because it's something we all have to do. It's a part of growing up. That's what you tell
her. But why does it say that I have to give you my house?
Oh, it just says that. You won't really have to.
Okay.
Done. But yeah, I don't know, dude. It is nice to have... It's nice to have lots of good stuff and money and not have to worry about that shit, but honestly, you can make your own money and shit. You can't make her any smarter. You can try, and seriously, maybe she just doesn't know any better. Maybe she's never been out like you and seen the world and shit.
I seriously hate women that are just like, and just retarded. I seriously just want to stab them in the fucking face and be like, you know what? You should have never been born.
But maybe she doesn't know any better. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying hypothetically.
That's fine. You know what? She should be drowned, and then her parents should be punched in the face and be like, here, try again.
Best case scenario. She's just never experienced life. So you take all of her money, travel around with her a while, experience her a little bit, and then if she's still dumb as fuck... Then, yeah, dude, it sucks being with a chick that you can't talk to. If you were dumb, but you were really good looking, like, I'd be hooked at first.
We fuck, and then that'd be it.
But then as we talked more, I'd be like, God, I can't even fucking talk to you. You're a retard.
Yeah.
Like, it sucks, dude. Looks, I like to say looks aren't everything. They're a big part of it initially, but
well,
after that...
It's the initial attraction, you know? Like, oh, man, he's hot, or oh, man, she's hot. It's not like... I mean, if you're a big fat fuck, I'm not going to be like, yeah, look at that guy mopping floors at the pizza place. No. You know, I'd be like, look at that fat fuck. I'm walking away right now.
The attraction is there initially. But if every time she opens her mouth, you're just rolling your eyes and she sees you do that, but
so
she
like,
doesn't
oh
know
my
what
God,
that...
We're going to go down to like Susie and Susie's get our nails done, and then we're going to go up and get one of these like little Shih Tzu puppies, and I'm going to totally breed it with my best friend Shih Tzu puppy.
I'd kill her. I would kill
and,
her.
Oh my God, we're going to have lots of little baby Shih Tzu puppies.
Nacho says, yeah, if she's as stupid as he says she is, she'll fall for the prenup. See, yeah. I think that's the best way. But yeah, dude, honestly, I'd love to tell you to like go for the money and shit, but... You can buy a lot of stuff. You can't buy her a better brain. You can't buy her that kind of stuff. And you're going to hate yourself for a long time. And, yeah,
you
dude.
You can't buy yourself
but
a good
try it,
companion.
Dude. Seriously, if she's that hot and that good looking, maybe you can get over it and just read books by yourself and just ignore everything she says. I can. It's fine, especially if she's hot and has a lot of money. Definitely. That, like, no big deal. We don't have to have deep conversations. That's what the internet's for. Like, it's not a problem. But if it's to the point where, like,
you
want to... You
know damn well if I was an idiot that you would not be with me.
Well,
you know that we
if you were rich
about a month.
And super hot, then that's 2 out of 3. I'm cool. But you're super smart and pretty, good looking.
Ouch!
And broke as fuck. Fuck.
I'm done with you.
High
you
five.
Are.
I love
it's like
you, though.
Pennies at you now.
But yeah, dude, I don't know, man. Either way, Nacho
just
says.
Call me pretty.
Nacho says, like the Steve Miller Band said, take the money and run. Matt, my friend, is the best advice I can give you. And I think he's going to try and make it here for the 250th show.
That would be super cool.
TheJamHole.com/250 for all the info on that. September 25th, we're doing our first live audience show to celebrate 250
yeah, yeah.
episodes.
Of awesome jam holiness.
Of this shit right here.
This shit right here, nigga.
This shit right here. All right, so.
Can we hurry up?
Yes, lying robots. Totally bad, right?
Yes.
Okay. What I'm just kind of
MDS just said you'd have to borrow the pennies to throw at him. No, I did not have to borrow the pennies. They're right here in my hand.
She just takes them from me. She just takes them from me.
Those were actually out of my pocket.
I can flick those a lot faster than you can throw them.
Please don't flick ever thing. I'll kill you.
PETA called fat women whales. Good?
Right.
Lying robots. Not good.
No.
President and NASCAR. Not good. Bombings in Baghdad. Yeah, that's fine.
It's okay.
Cyberbullying. Fucking awesome. Funny. Awesome that it's a felony now. The dude from 60 Minutes died. Not Andy Rooney.
Not a big deal.
Who gives a shit? Okay. Right. You're a woman, right?
Yeah.
You're 23?
Uh-huh.
Say I was 13.
Ew.
And in a wheelchair.
Ah.
Would you fight me?
Yes. It depends if you were like, you ain't nothing but a bitch, because I got half a brain.
Would you fight me over a soccer ball?
If you were like, I don't know, you have if it to was like the, hurt me with a soccer ball.
If it was the last soccer ball in the world, and soccer, that was your shit, that was your jam.
I might have to soccer. Kick the fucker. You're a weak opponent.
Dallas, Texas. Everything's
you're
bigger in Texas, except the brains.
Right.
Right. Authorities say a 23-year-old woman was arrested after a scuffle with a 13-year-old boy in a wheelchair at Texas Scottish Rite Hospital for Children. He was at the children's hospital, and you beat his ass. The funny thing is, he probably beat her up.
I know, right? That's pretty sad. I don't think I can beat up by a guy in a wheelchair.
The woman was charged with injury to a child in connection with the struggle over a soccer ball. The boy's uncle told police that he was trying to retrieve the ball, which is silly because he's in a wheelchair. Like,
he's probably, like, paralyzed from, like, the waist down, and she's, like, kicking him in the shins and shit and punching the hell out of his legs. And he's like, I can't feel that bitch. Quaboom! Gives her, like, two black eyes.
Bust her in the face with a soccer ball.
Yeah,
just like,
so cool.
Hey, you want it?
And in the court case, he's like, it's fine. I don't really care. I didn't feel a thing.
Yeah, what else?
Paralyzed, dude. I don't care.
The news reported the boy had a pre-surgical medical halo screwed into his skull.
Nice! Those things are so cool.
They're so creepy. The first time I ever saw one of those was when I was a little kid, and it was a dude walking around, and I kept staring at the screws because they were screwed into his skull.
You're like,
dude.
How does that work?
I was like, and my mom kept like smacking me in the arm, like,
stop staring.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop right now. It's impolite.
Like, when you're a kid, though, that shit looks like some creepy
Frankenstein
fucking
shit,
nightmare.
Like,
Nightmare on Elm Street shit, dude.
Now, there was this girl I trained at Famous Dave's, and she got in a car wreck shortly afterwards, and she actually had a halo, and it was screwed into the sides of
Wait,
the front of her
head. A halo or a halo 2?
The first one.
Halo 3.
The one that screwed into her fucking forehead, that one. They had to, like, shave part of her head. It was cool.
That's crazy.
And the funny thing is that's the same chick that cut off her finger.
Of course it is.
Oh, that was so awesome.
Police said that when the uncle handed the ball to the boy, the woman's sister tried to get it from his lap, but was blocked by the uncle. Pick and roll, son. Pick and roll. The woman tried to grab the ball, swinging her fist twice toward the boy. It was unclear whether she was swinging at the boy or trying to knock the ball out. Was she trying to knock him out or the ball out?
Him.
Probably.
Probably
you're
worth 23. Him and probably second the ball.
That's what blows me away is that you're 23.
Okay, keep reading.
Who
I bet
gives
she's mentally
it?
Like handicapped or something.
A second swing struck the boy's halo, causing him pain.
Yeah.
She hit the halo. Oh,
nice.
That's... Hey, bitch! That's screwed into my fucking head! Oh, my fuck! That's amazing to me, though. You're 23 years old. He's 13. You just hit him in the halo.
Well, he's being a douche.
It's a soccer ball!
You wouldn't give it to me.
Drooling. Who gives a shit?
Me.
Christ.
I want the soccer ball. Maybe that's a soccer ball signed by, like, my favorite soccer fucking dude. You don't know.
You don't fucking know.
I hate that you got me saying that.
What? You don't know?
You don't
know me?
I do that at work. I'm like, you don't know?
Hey, it's kind of our thing. Don't worry about it.
I just back up and give him the stupid look, too. I'm like, you don't know? Fuck off. And I go continue about my day.
That's so awesome.
No, it's not.
Okay, so.
Tell me she was mentally handicapped, please.
I can't do that because she's not. She was fine. She was just there visiting. I'm a sucker for other people's pain. That's why I go to children's hospitals. Oh, fuck. So from, fuck, where was that? Massachusetts. Or no, excuse my face, Dallas. Let's go from Texas over to Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
A woman, right?
Okay.
19 bags of crack.
Ooh.
In her bra.
Yeah.
Remember the story we did like this with the meth?
Yes.
This is crack.
Crack. Okay.
A woman was arrested Saturday. Or, excuse me, a woman was arrested after, is what that word is, not Saturday. After,
what? How do you get Saturday out of after?
I saw the S in arrested and then the A, T, I don't know. Arrested after admitting to police that she hid 19 bags of crack cocaine in her bra. Sandra Sanborn was charged Sunday with possession
of
crack.
You ain't supposed to be feeling on my boobies.
Hey.
That's my stuffing. Get off it.
That's my crack. Leave it alone. No, check this out, though. He wasn't even like, man, your boobs look weird. What's in there? She was standing there, right?
Yeah.
At a building. At a Quincy building.
Okay.
Quincy, Massachusetts.
Okay.
Just cold chilling it in front of the Rosebriar, right? On First. Just chilling. In her hand, a bag of crack cocaine. Just chilling. Just like, hey, what's up?
I got some crack.
I'm just chilling in front of this building with my crack. Just chilling.
Hey.
That's so amazing.
Hey.
Put that away.
Say no to crack.
Put that away. It's illegal. The cops said she had 19 more bags tucked away in her bra. Police
must have been high as fuck.
The cops took the drugs, two cell phones, and an SUV. Hey, is that your SUV?
Uh-huh.
I'm taking it.
You want a blowjob,
no more,
big boy?
Yeah. It's not clear if she has
crack cocaine.
Is that, you think she was just selling it?
Probably, and giving away blowjobs with it.
$5 blowjobs, free bag
she's
of
like,
crack.
No, she's like, I got $20 for this bag of crack. $5 extra, you get blowjob.
That's it. And then you know
what?
$5
I swallow it.
Then you know what?
In my SUV.
I'm going to buy more crack after that.
Yeah.
And then guess what I'm going to do?
Fix.
I'm going to suck more cock to get more crack.
Yep.
Forever and ever, that cycle repeats. Yep. All right. And the last one for tonight, let's go down to L.A., California.
All right.
A man.
Hold on, wait a second. There hasn't been any Florida stories tonight.
Jay Wonder says, what SUV? That is weird, right? That she's like slinging crack on the corner, but she has an SUV.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Good call, dude.
Probably the thing that her pimp let her borrow.
I don't know. Were you here, Jeremy? We answered your question for you.
I don't think he was.
Okay, well, you can listen to the podcast. It'll be on thejamhole.com sometime tonight.
Sorry, your girlfriend's dumb.
Yeah, but dude, it's cool that she's rich. Get her to donate a bunch of money to us, and I'll split it with you, and then you can bail.
Yeah, that'll be
Wait,
cool.
Wait, hold on. Is she there right now? I mean, then you cannot bail. Totally do not bail.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
So anyway, this dude's in L.A. just chilling, got a bunch of money, starts throwing it into the freeway.
Nice, that'll cause accidents like a motherfucker.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's like, you know what? I would pay to see an accident right now. You know what? That's a great idea.
Boom.
Boom.
And what I wanted to say about this mainly is that if I was totally fucking rich, that right there is the kind
what
of shit.
What I'd be doing.
Exactly. Stupid shit like that. Like, just hey, where is the most heavily awful people want to blow their fucking brains out traffic jams in the fucking world? Because I'm rich and I'm bored.
Right.
L.A., I'm there. Hey.
Lots of people.
I need my plane. Oh, yeah, we're going to L.A.? Okay, I'll see you.
Okay, I need about a mil in a suitcase. And I'm
ones.
Just going to start throwing.
All ones.
Yeah, all
no,
ones.
You know
dude.
What? That'd be more than a suitcase. Hundreds.
A mil? Hundreds and twenties.
150s and hundreds.
I
don't want no 20s.
No 20s?
I'm rich.
Okay.
I don't know if you know this or not,
you
but I'm
your
totally,
ass with 20s? What's
totally
up?
Rich. I ain't got no. I wipe my ass with 20s. Hey, that you know that roll of toilet paper I have in my bathroom made of 20s? Yeah, grab that. Just fucking. Whoosh.
That'd be so awesome.
Right out the fucking window. That's so awesome. Jeremy says, tell me and I'll split it. Dude, she's clueless.
That sucks.
That's awesome.
That
well,
just...
yeah, that sucks, but that's also awesome. You'll just listen to what we said.
It sucks.
It's
but it's
also awesome. So yeah, authorities say a man caused a traffic jam when he threw money onto an LA freeway. People dashed into the lanes to grab the cash, of course.
Yeah.
The highway patrol guy said the man tossed the money from his car into Interstate 210 in the LA suburb of Glendora shortly before noon Sunday. Storm says about 10 people ran into traffic lanes to get it. CHP recovered about $1,000.
Nice. That's, and people got away with some, thousand too, you know?
Yeah, I bet. That's crazy, though. Like, would you run into traffic in a highway for money like that? Like, it's everywhere. It's not a set amount. There's just money raining.
I don't know. Would you?
I would, but I'm really good at dodging cars, so I'd have no problem.
I'm not so good. I'd probably just hang out on the edge and wait for people to get hit and all the cars crash, and then I go in and pick up shit.
and then, all right,
I'm protected by this wall of busted up crash cars.
And
that wall of busted up crash cars. If somebody's cool, I'm protected. I'll go in and grab all their shit.
Oh, shit. Jeremy says, yeah, I'll be at 250. She would be lost.
Nice.
Bring her, too, and we'll bring you guys up on stage, and we'll talk it out.
We'll totally talk to her. It'll
Guess
be great.
What? She's so dumb.
I don't know what... Where are we?
She's so
right
dumb,
now?
Though. I bet you I'll get my name in the prenup also.
Can I get my name somewhere? And can somewhere? I get my nails done after this? Is there... A TJ
party,
Maxx here?
Party
out, I don't know.
Party at her lake house? Sounds good.
And she hates the cold. Sweet, I hope it fucking snows.
Be awesome.
No, I hate
the
snow.
The 56-year-old man then went to the police department to try and pick up his money. No. Hey, where's my money? That's not for you. That was for the people in the highway.
Wait, he came and picked up his money?
He went to the cop shop. And says the man told officers he wanted to kill himself and then was hospitalized for, of course, a mental evaluation. Authorities asked anyone who picked up the man's money to turn it in so it can be returned.
Yeah, right.
Hey, I'll be right there.
Right.
That's. Are you kidding? Wait, That's where are stupid. You? L.A.? Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, go fuck yourself,
dude. L.A.
People
are assholes.
I guess what? He probably threw out $1 million, and that's all they got back was $1,000.
Hey, guess what? It was probably all counterfeit. That wasn't even real money, dude. All right. Well, I wanted to ask you real quick.
What?
Oh, before... Me? I'm sorry. Yeah. Hold on to that, though. I just wanted to say to the people that live in the Flathead Valley. In the Fathead Valley. If you guys have a cool
Rocko's
car.
Modern life. The Fatheads, dude.
If you guys have a cool car, like a Lancer or an Evo or, like, you know.
McLaren's.
A cool. No.
That's cool.
Have you ever seen one of those in this valley?
No.
Okay, I'm talking to kids that own rice burners that think it's cool.
I've towed a few in Florida. McLarens are the sweetest shit I've ever seen come out of
they're
Mercedes,
They're also
dude.
Like $500,000
yes, cars.
Yes,
but they're beautiful and fucking fast, dude.
I just wanted to say that if you have a car like that and it's got like spoilers and...
It's impossible to put them on a flatbed, sorry.
Dual exhaust and it's cool to you... The second I see you driving your car and I see that there's a baby seat in the back of it, dude, totally negates any kind of coolness you had going on with all that aftermarket shit that doesn't actually make it go faster but just look dumb. I saw that today like 3 fucking times. It was this chick and then another one was like this dude and this chick, but the whole time like the cars were like fucking like Tokyo Drift wannabe faggot cars.
Yeah, like
but
I got
they're
this
like,
when I was in high school.
Yeah, but they're pimping. They're like, this is sick shit. And then like I see them go by and there's like 2 car seats in the back with babies. I'm like,
no, you fucked up.
You fucked up.
You fucked up. You had it good, it looks like, and then you just fucked up.
Okay, well, before we get out of here, I wanted to ask you, since we've been watching True Blood.
Yes?
Pretty into that show.
Yeah.
Would you... make the choice to be a vampire if it meant you can never be out in the sun anymore? Would you give that up? I was thinking about this after we watched that last episode of True Blood. Did I mention we've been watching True Blood? HBO cuts us a check. It's cool.
No, they don't.
Would you give it all up, like all the sunshine, to be able to like be super fast and heal and live forever unless someone, you know, staked you or something like that?
I think it's a fair trade.
You think so? No more sunlight?
I think it's a fair trade, dude. You got to give up something you
no
like.
No silver? No more.
I don't really
what
wear
else?
A whole lot of jewelry anyway. Don't bother
Your
me.
Fangs come out every time you get turned on.
That's hot.
That's hot.
It's cool.
Oh, man.
No, and I do a lot of night fishing anyway. Still a big deal. Whatever, dude. And, like, I could live a long time just to see how things
Would you,
go,
though,
that'd
like...
Super cool.
I don't know if you guys are watching this at all, but the last episode we just watched... You might. This might spoil something, so if you haven't seen it yet, maybe just end the show now. But anyway, that was all you get. Would you, after being like Godric, being around for 2,000 years, would you get sick of it? Because
I don't know. I can't answer that question. I haven't been around that long. I don't know. But I can imagine. I mean, dude, this dude had Egyptian tattoos on
Well, yeah, 2,000 years. That's supposedly before Christ or something. So... You've
yeah,
seen...
Heard about the guy. I wish I could have known him. That was so great.
I think it'd be crazy to see, like, everything evolve. Like, from 2,000 years ago to now, shit is seriously fucking changed, right?
Right.
That would be cool to see gradually, but I think... I don't know, dude. I think...
Well, you could sleep through a lot of it, dude.
I'm just
you know,
saying...
You leapfrog yeah. through time.
But after 28 years, like, I'm kind of bored. Like, I'd be cool if I
well,
died
Well, you know
tomorrow.
What? If you're a vampire, guess what? You can fucking take a nap and wake up in 20 years and check out how it is.
I don't think... You can't just go into hibernation like that, though.
Yeah, you can, dude. That's what vampires do.
Okay. Well,
they
then...
They leapfrog through time.
That was a different movie.
That's how I've always thought of vampires, dude. They go to sleep for so long and
dude,
they wake up.
Red Fox says this isn't Quantum Leap. No, dude, it's fucking Underworld.
I know what you're talking about, Underworld. But no, seriously, that's how I've always thought of vampires, dude, is they like fucking
From
sleep.
Underworld?
No.
But then if you sleep too long, the lichens will kill you. I'm sorry I asked. Thank you guys so much for being with us this
you're
evening.
Douche.
You're a dumb vampire. You're a fang banger.
So, hey, check this out.
Pardon?
Okay, Alice in Wonderland is coming out, I think, next week.
Yeah?
We can go see it for free.
Can we?
We can. My little brother got the job at the theater.
Oh, sweet.
He just texted me. We should go see the new Alice in Wonderland. I can get us in free after the first few days it's been out.
Sounds good.
He can get his whole family plus a friend. You be the plus a friend.
Right, I am a friend.
Yeah, so, yeah, it'd be super cool. We have to go with my brother, which is
That's
gay,
fine.
But,
whatever.
I want to see that Alice in Wonderland, dude. Looks cool as fuck.
All right. Excuse your face.
I got to pee.
Okay, well, thank you guys for being with us tonight. TheJamHole.com/250. That's all the info for the live audience show September 25th. Also, we're giving away this bad boy right here for $5 entry fees. Enter as many times as you want. TheJamHole.com/contest.
Hey, that
thing right
that?
There was a 120 gig iPod loaded with Jamhole shit.
Oh, you know, for those guys on the podcast.
On the
talking.
Not live
right.
at TheJamHole.com/live. Anyway, leave us a message, 406-204-4687. Email us info at TheJamHole.com. TheJamHole.com, that's where all our shit's out. If you speak German, check out Fahrenheit404.com. German podcast, German Bob, thank you very much for all your stuff, and we'll talk to you guys Friday.
Friday it is.
Friday. Goodbye.
Later.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.